Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Elizabeth, the matriarch, the creme de la creme, the drip, the ultimate sauce. On hoka aguhe, evia, alija, alije. What else, guys? Efuta, alije, everything. Me. That's me. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 23rd of the second month, 2022. It is a Wednesday evening. The time is 20:04. You guys were chilling with Gabriel. Now we are going to be pulling heartstrings on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
Hello, caller.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Tate. How are you?
Am I all good?
Uh-huh.
Oh, am I talking to Elise?
It's Elizabeth? Me. It's me. It's me. The matriarch is me. I'm present.
Oh, and I did.
Eh.
Nemita to put a tenisa mundangwa muka.
Mundangwa kamu nasha?
Kokapya.
Kokapya. And then they are to mean, oh. I'm so sorry about that, my beloved listeners. Let me just let them know that Ondangwa is off, and then we can proceed. Ondangwa is off. Air. All right. Yes. It is amazing to know that When it's 8 o'clock, everybody knows that even when they call through, they are on that. Is it Elizabeth? Or Ongwenga Urikonena? Okay. Turombwerutare. Okay. So, once upon a time, there was Bene Hafo. Bene Hafo was a nice girl. She was chilling. She was. You know, a nice girl. She was a stand-up girl. She did all the protocols that our parents speak about. You understand? All the protocols that our parents speak about. She definitely went through that. You understand? And by protocols, I mean she went to school. She graduated. She got a job. She got a place. She, like, all of that. Everything was in alignment. Her stars were in alignment. Her destiny was written in the galaxy. You understand? And somewhere, somehow, along the way, she met her soulmate. Her soulmate was Shipushu. Right? Shipushu was also a nice guy. He was a stand-up guy. These two were a match made in heaven. They were absolutely compatible. They enjoyed it as each other's company. They were absolutely in love. When you looked at them, they were smitten. It was phenomenal to see how God could create two of the same bird in different bodies. They finished each other's sentences. They liked the same things. They had opposing views. They were both very strong-willed, but, you know, they would always come to a consensus. You know, they agree to disagree, and then they let it go. Their relationship was ultimately perfect. So now they had dated for something like 7 to 8 years, right? And then in this 7 to 8 years, they had decided to start a family, and the final line. The finish line, yeah. The finish line would basically be, let's get married, right? So they had two children. They had a boy and a girl. So they had a boy and a girl, and the oldest one was 7, and then the youngest one was 3. So they had decided that, no, we are going to get married, we are going to get married, we are going to live forever and happy. And I mean, we are compatible. We have dated for something like 7 to 8 years and we have 2 children together. We have decided to cohabitate, so otwi oteka even, you know, and our parents are not even happy about that, but they are in agreement. If we're going to get married, then it's okay for us to live together, but all of that and all of that, right? So the time comes, it was August of 2021. The time comes, kuchano, natweni koko wambo, let's go to the north and let's go and and, you know, start the process of marriage, you understand? So the guy and his comrades came through and they set Poshinyanga and they had the whole meeting with her father and all of that. No, I came to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. I am serious. I really want to go all out and all of that and all of that. Right? And everybody was in agreement. It's not like they didn't know the young man already, but you know, there's a certain culture that comes with it, because your father-in-law can't just be happy when he sees you there, you know. He must pretend like he's a little so what are your intentions with my daughter, you know, those kind of things. Yes, so they had their ceremony. It was beautiful, it was nice. It was private and intimate as per the culture. It was private, intimate per the culture. The mother had called her beloved, strong, the right hand man, her right hand woman, you understand, to come and witness with her, you understand. You understand. You understand, finally, and all of that. And then eventually, also Penehapo had to go now to Tatemsimanekwa's house and then also get known there, and then the procedure of starting to arrange for the wedding has started. Mm-hmm. Now, when they had started with their procedure, they had made a joint account, right? Now, in this joint account, basically, it's one person has the pin, one person has the card or whatever, but it's a joint account. So they started saving up for their wedding, which was going to be the next year, August. Right? It was going to be the next year, August, but then somewhere along the way, when they sent for the dates, somebody said September, but it's okay, so they just moved it to September, more time anyways, right? Mm-hmm. You understand? Or, yeah. So, in this process of them planning the wedding, there is a whole wedding gown that needs to be bought. There are bridesmaids, groomsmen. We have my uncle that needs to be what? And then, you know, the whole cultural process, you understand? She has to otaka waekwa. And it's such a beautiful thing to see. You understand? These are the things that make us that are not married look at people that are getting married and say, wow, this is amazing, man. Like, this is truly, truly phenomenal. Like, the cultural aspect of it is the only reason I would ever consider getting married, because me, I want all those things, guys. Me, I want to be wiped, I want to tell everyone, I want all those things, you understand? Mm-hmm. So yeah, so the whole process, the whole process, and they're planning, man, you know, diary down, planning, and they got who to do the catering, they got what, they did menus and everything. So now, the next year, March, right? So the next year, March came up, and then in their house, there was another, in the gentleman's house, there was another wedding being announced. His older brother was also to be getting married in the same year. Which is nice, you understand? Like, the parents were excited out of their minds, according to Peneafo now. Like, the parents were excited out of their mind, you know, like, oh, having 2 children that are getting married and all of that. It was so nice, you know? So, but then with him, because he was older, the older brother now of the tate, yeah, was older. So he was like, no, me, I'm not really doing all of those things. And also he was a divorcee already. So he just wanted a simple party. They go to church, and so it didn't have as many things as the one that was going to get married for the very first time in his whole life, you understand? So they had pushed their wedding to be in June. So So, okay. So this means it would be before Penehafo and Shipushu's wedding, right? Mm-hmm. So now they are arranging things and all of that and all of that. Then what? Then a couple of days before Shipushu's older brother's wedding comes up, Shipushu now gets ready. He has suits and everything in the house. It's his brother's suits and stuff like that in the house, you know, because his brother now lives in the north and then they are in the city more. So everything basically comes from the city. He's taking it down to the brother's wedding. You understand? So he packs up everything and he's like, no, babe, I'm going now to the north to just start preparing, you know. The wedding is in our house, so I can't really just be here and just go for the wedding in itself. You can come through a little later, or maybe, I don't know, because the kids are still going to school. The kids are still going to school, so it's not really, I don't know, it's not really a problem. You can choose to come if you're going to come, but it doesn't really matter. But I have to quickly go and all of that. And Penehafo is like, no. It's not a problem, my beloved. It's okay. And please, my regards to the parentals. Tell them I love them and I'll see them soon and all of that. And after all, you know, our wedding is coming up in the next 2 months. So I will be there anyways, you understand? So it's not a big deal. All right. Now the tate goes, and on one Wednesday afternoon, right? Penehafo is sitting in the office. I think she was doing some legal drafts or something, right? And then she checks her phone and there's a notification from FNB, right? And it's a withdrawal of 15,000. Now the daily limit for them has been 5,000, right? So it was three withdrawals after each other. She calls her bae now, fiance, eh? She calls, babe. Like, is there something happening on the account or what? Because from our savings, that okwanano $15,000. Like, what is happening? Maybe we should block the card or something. Did somebody steal the card or whatever? You know, she was concerned and alarmed and everything. Then Tatem Semanekwa is like, no. Wait there, my older brother, Okwadika, he was short of $15,000 for a couple of cows for the wedding. But he said he's going to give it back to us month end. And after all, we are one man, so it's not really a problem and all of that and all of that. Yeah. Meme is like, no. Then it's not a problem. It's fine, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, this started going on now. This was Wednesday, and then on Friday, there was another 3,000 taken. And then on Saturday, there was another what? So it accumulated to roughly $30,000. From their account that they are saving for their wedding. Now she was getting alarmed because they had only saved about 120, you know? So they were, the money that was being chowed off of the account, ne, was a big deal. So now she calls and she's like, how can your brother arrange for a wedding, but Kanti, he doesn't have the money? I thought he didn't want to have a flamboyant wedding because he didn't have the money, and also he has already been married already. Now he's basically taking from our money, you know. And then Taten Semanekwa gets angry and says, yeah, why are you hating on my family? Why are you not just being supportive? My brother said he'll give it back. It's not like it's your own, it's your money alone. And why are you acting funny? And why are you tripping? Then he gets angry, right? And when he gets angry, he gets furious. It's not even the type of argument to actually make him furious. You know what? I just want space. I don't want to talk to you for a couple of days. Let me just enjoy my brother's wedding. That's what he's telling her. Like, you know what? Let me just enjoy my brother's wedding and let me just be with my family that actually care for me and love us and us that are not crying over small $30,000, but you are crying over small $30,000 as if your gown is not over $50,000 already. And, you know, he was going all out and she thought like, okay, maybe Taten Semanekwa is also just stressed there. I'm not going to take it too personal and all of that. And then she calls him back, Komatango, but Tate is not answering. And then she's like, okay, you know what? I will give him. Because I will give him a little bit of space. Because at the end of the day, she also knows him so well, you know? She knows that maybe even if he's angry like that, he will calm down eventually. And then he'll call back and then it's like, Muhorike, you know, like, I'm sorry I overreacted. And all of that, you understand. All right. Day of the wedding comes. Then since she didn't go, she just sent a text and she's like, "Ooh, I'm so excited, babe. Please send me some pictures and all of that and all of that." And then he replied, like, "Sure thing, baby, I will do so." And they were talking in harmony, you know, like that other fight didn't even happen. Like, "Okay, babe, I have to go since I'm the best man and all of that," you know. The things were nice and she was happy, you know. And he was also there happy. All right. So now they finish the wedding, they go through the whole process and everything, and then in the evening now, Elizabeth texts Kucha, "Homegirl, matikerami, like, what's up, girl? Like, what's happening? Are you okay?" Then she's like, no, I'm fine, like, what's the problem?" And then homegirl is like, "Are you sure you're fine? Because, woo, if it was me, it wouldn't be okay." Then she checked, because she didn't check her phone the whole day. Also, I think she was doing laundry. She was with the kids and all of that and all of that, right? So she didn't even check her phone and all of that. When she checked her phone, her WhatsApp has maybe 200 messages and there are like 6,000 missed calls and text upon text upon text. And it's just a mess on her phone. You understand? Then she's like, "No, I know what is happening, because I feel like a lot of, like, you called me 10 times, like, what's happening? No, I've been trying to get a hold of you the whole day." And then Elizabeth explains, "Kuja, no. So me and the tate, my tate now, we decided, he was invited to a wedding. He was invited to a wedding, kukwanyamangaho. You understand? And since we were in the north already, we decided that we're gonna show an appearance, you know, we're gonna go and all of that. Now I don't know this friend of his that he was talking about, so it was one of those, let me just go, I'm your girlfriend after all, like, we can go, you understand?" Then we went to the wedding, right? And then in the tent, when I just look like this, when the groom and the bride came through for their first dance, when I turned around just like this, my sister, if she push you, your fiance, I was at your fiance's wedding, my sister. "Ah, no, Elizabeth, you're lying, man." I'm like, my sister, ooh, how can I lie about such a thing like this? Check your WhatsApp. I even send you videos. I send you messages. I couldn't even believe it. Even when I told Tatim Simanekwa, of our house, when I told Tatim Simanekwa, "Kucha, no, you know my friend Mos, that is her fiance. Unwayarekwa, you understand? She's engaged to get married in August or September. And this guy is getting married here." She's like, "Okay, you know what? I can't do this." And then she just hangs up, right? Benhafo now hangs up. Benhafo checks the phone. When she checks the phone like this, it's a message from a cousin. It's a message. And it just so happened that this wedding was the toppest wedding there. It was the toppest wedding there in Ukwanyama somewhere. It was the toppest wedding. So everybody, all the you know who's, the who's, all the creme de la cremes, they were there. The chefy grandes, and Mbeazaromi Wio, they were all there. All the you know who's. It was a celebrity wedding. They were even featured in Namibia's wedding things. You understand? It's like, oh. When she checked like this, it's Shiri Shiri. It's her whole bae. It's her whole fiance. Her fiance was getting married. And she's calling and she's blowing up his phone. And then he's like, "Oh, we can't, like, hello, hi, what's up? Like, you're calling so many times. Like, she pushed you, I can't believe this is happening. Like, she pushed you, I saw wedding pictures." I saw wedding pictures, like, she pushed you, "You went to get married. Who is this person? Like, you were cheating on me. What is happening? I'm so distraught right now." She pushed you, is like, "No, it's a music video." "It's not a music video." She pushed you, "Don't lie to me." You understand? And she's getting outraged and all of that. And then she pushed you, just switches off his phone, my dear. "Ooh, you can't hit me if you can't reach me." The meme decides to call the mother-in-law, "Kucha meme, Hanoike. Like, what's up? You know, what's happening? Like, ah." And then the mother-in-law is like, I don't want to be in young people's things." She switches off the phone. Her sister-in-law, her brothers-in-law, everybody, his whole family, she called the whole family that day. And everybody's just, literally, it was only Shipushu's father that was like, I asked, and he said that you guys are no longer. So we just went forward. You understand? Oh, she was so distraught. Then she called one of her friends, and then her friend came and then consoled her, and it was now depression and all of this and all of this. Then Shipushu comes back like maybe after 2 weeks. Now, this is her calling the guy. The guy blocked her number, all of the things, unfriended her on Facebook, Instagram, unless even Twitter, unfollowed, unless like it never existed, my dear. He comes back to Vindugne. And then when he comes to the house, mind you that he's engaged to this woman and he has 2 kids with this woman and basically spent almost a decade with this woman, right? Shipushu comes with a truck, my dear. And then he's like, yeah, Bene Afa, I just came to get my things. Ooh! The children are like, daddy. He's like, no, I'm not here for that, Junior. Junior, no, I'm not here for that. My dear, Shipushu packed up all his things. Even the kids' beds that he bought, everything that he bought in the place, he packed up all his things with his truck and went to start his life with his new wife. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you get scroofed in Windhoek City. Now, you guys are allowed to officially call in and we can talk about this. The discussion today, the topic today is, how is it possible that people are capable of such cruelty towards other people? And have you ever heard of a scenario where somebody is dating somebody and then just goes to the north to go and get married? Because it is so common within our culture, not culture, but within our people, that it has become alarming. You find that this person is dating somebody for 8, 9, 10, 20 years, right? And then he goes and marries the teacher from his village that he only knows for 3 months. Now, if you people can come in and we can come and have a conversation about this, it would be amazing. I want you guys to tell me how you guys feel. I want you guys to tell me, what would the solution be for Bene Hafo? How can she conquer such betrayal? And how can somebody be so disloyal? Like, how is this even possible? So now, some point later, right? So Shipushu moves out. He goes and then he... Hello, Kola.
Shiviri.
Yes, mommy.
Your volume is very low, my love.
Is it very low?
Yeah.
Shiviri. Can you hear me now?
No, it's loud.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But you heard the story?
Not at all.
Huh?
Here and there.
Oh, here. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, dear.
All right, Mamina. You guys didn't hear the story? Guys. I'm so disappointed. So you guys didn't hear the story? Okay. Please call in and tell me if you guys didn't hear the story. If you know, I have so much energy and love for you guys. I will repeat. Hello, caller.
Hello. You don't have to be disappointed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard everything.
My dear. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize you're such a good storyteller.
My
I was
dear.
Home. I had to stop in front of the gate just to listen to the rest of the story before opening.
Before the kids come and start disturbing you. Wait, I need to listen to important things.
Wait. Yeah, you know, one thing I was telling myself is like, you know what? I would like to hear this again like tomorrow, if I can find it online.
Uh-huh.
And then I share it with my co-workers so they can listen to it, because the way it just progressed, you know, something else. But yeah, it's a heartbreaking story for that lady.
Nah, it is. It's really... May I know your name, please?
Jomo.
Kenyatta.
Yeah, you can. That will help you remember the name.
All right. Yeah. So what is your take on this?
I don't know. That guy was wrong for everything that he did. Like, yeah, I think she should sue him.
You can sue for damages, you know, for the distort part. And yeah, legally you can sue him for that. But... Why do you think people are capable of such things? I just want to know, like, if you were this guy, what would drive you to doing something like that?
I honestly don't know, like, because, like, did the lady ever do anything worse to him or what? Because I also don't want to justify it because something.
Uh-huh.
You know, you should just, you know, just move on, you know. But unless it's the upbringing, how the guy was brought up, for him to do such things, because, yeah, that guy, he's broken somehow as well, if you have to put it that way.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes also, especially amongst us black people, right, we have this thing of our parents like James, and they don't really like Anna.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah. Like some of us are afraid of disappointing our parents.
Our parents, yeah.
We live by their will.
Okay, we're going for an advertisement break.
Rimone na meumbo ile mongeshifoe eakulo lo internet talimbri palele nolishi okulinekirwa lo parates. Parates paife otenje eakulo lo pamakwatafando wamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwe diva no shakati nekukupa owa we data osheo eakulo lo network la shiako. Tareda po parates.africa/NA de tolitalele komayakuro de tolitalele komalu di omayakuro avo havayanje ile usaina pena bo pa online.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. So I was saying, our previous caller was saying that, yo, this is a tough one. This is a rough one. We're not trying to justify the Tate's actions here, but maybe somewhere, somehow she could have done something to make him just divert like that and just decide that this is the worst. This is the best thing that he could ever do for himself. You understand? But now, let's move a little bit from this one, right? And then we go and decipher. Let's look at the surrounding of these people, right? Okay. Your son has brought home a woman that he says he's going to marry in August. Eh? And then he starts arranging for another wedding with another woman in June, July. You as a senior parent, you are just going to let this wedding go forward without having any remorse, conversation, or like there's nothing that you're going to do. You're just going to be akuruntu. So you are just going to allow your child to just break another person's child just like that. While you are na enjoyment. Eh? In the wedding, you are just enjoying. You are just... Iyalo, Sherry. Shiriko shan shira waka anje, bro. Nenge? Or how? Because it's okay. It's okay to see bad people. It's okay that people are bad, right? But... can we look at how bad this family is? Imagine you are having a sister-in-law and you guys are close, you guys are friends, everything. When she comes from the north, she's staying at your house, she's eating your food, your children's clothes, you give her, you understand, your swara, eh? And she's maid of honor there at the wedding with Nyang Pweni. Nyankweni that you didn't even know of. How is it possible that human beings can be so cruel to other human beings and us as the people in their environment are just allowing it? Is it because we are so caught up in people pleasing? Do we like pleasing people? Or what is it, you know? Like, how can this happen under our nose as parents, as siblings, as friends, as swaras? How can this happen and nobody said anything? Imagine how long it takes to organize a wedding. And the worst part is that the people that were supposed to be in our wedding day, yeah, are the same people in your wedding pictures, you say. Mm? So even your friends... they are not telling me nothing. Nobody cares. They are just na enjoyment. tatukatera na enjoyment. Twakataka onjebone. Twakataka na enjoyment. Just guns everywhere. Na enjoyment. Kill the 10th cow. Na enjoyment. How is it possible? Now, ladies and gentlemen, you guys can call in. We can have this conversation. We can talk about it. Because at the end of the day, how would you feel if somebody that you have been with for a very long time has promised marriage, you guys have started planning towards it, and you have started saving up money, just decides one day that they are going to go to Avambuland and go and marry somebody else that is not you? How does this work? And those that have done it, you that is there embarrassed in your sitting room listening to me now, which I also did this to Sarah, eh? I also did this to Fiona. Woo! That other one, I also did it to her. Oh, Nenge, I did it to that other guy. I did it to that other guy. You that is sitting inside there, can you call? Call us and tell us, eh? What exactly transpired for it to be so deep? Because personally with me, if I'm not feeling you anymore and I want to move on with my life and I want to go and do this, the first thing I'll tell you is that me, I'm not feeling this anymore. That's the first thing I'll tell you. And what you do with this information is up to you. We can come to, because we don't just give up on people. You understand? You give chances. You try to correct. You try to direct. You try to see if there is a possibility of change. There is a possibility of growth. There is a possibility of input and all of this. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to build a society with people that are able to build us. You understand? I would have a conversation and I'll tell you that, listen, I'm not happy in these 20 something years that we are building here. I have told you this and this and this is things that I don't like, but you continue. Hello, caller.
Yes, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you.
Your topic is controversial, if I can say.
It is intense.
Ooh.
No, Meme.
Okay. I would say, oh, that guy. Yeah, I don't know, but before I comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take it like both sides, mm-hmm. like the girls and the boys?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it happened that a girl did the same thing.
Yeah. No. We can literally look at it like this. You understand? In this case, I'm just telling you what happened to my friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yes, but we can definitely look at it from both ways. What would happen if your girlfriend just went to the north to go and be a bridesmaid? Kanti, she's the bride there.
To another person.
You guys are planning a wedding. You are left here in Windhoek with the kids because she's quickly going to her sister's wedding.
Yeah.
Kanti, she's the bride.
That's heartbreaking.
It is.
But
what would you do as the guy now that is here and your girlfriend, not even your girlfriend, your fiance that you have taken home, you have even given an engagement ring, you have started buying wedding dresses, eh?
Yeah, I would say you're almost husband and wife. I would just say you are already husband and wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are basically husband and wife. The only thing that's missing is the certificate. But how would you handle it if it was you?
I would say, as a religious person, I would say I would give it to God.
That is pure madness that is coming.
I can handle it. Okay, thank you. I'll just cut it now.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. I'll just end it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. What is your name?
My name is Felix.
Who?
Felix.
Felix. Yeah. You're calling from? Aha, no wonder why he wanted to end it now. I just want to end it now, Elizabeth. You like talking. Mm. Felix says, like, woo, he would definitely give this situation to Jah himself, the God, the creator himself, because, whoa, the heat here is fire. Hello, caller.
I am present.
You are present.
I am present today,
Alice. Uh-huh. Please, your name?
Salasia.
Salas, Umfia.
Yes.
Fantastic, you are present. Hey, attendance.
I come to register my...
My dear. It's a too foul. My dear, it's fantastic. What would you do? Your girlfriend, your fiance, she goes to her sister's wedding and then she's the bride. even just the way you are breathing, even just the way you are breathing, I can tell you are already stressed and it's not even a real story. My dear, it is not even happening to you. But you are like, whoo, ay.
I have no comment today. I'm just present.
I'm just present. This one is difficult.
That will help.
Oh. Okay.
That will help. That's
all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Yes, this has been the most difficult conversation we have had so far. Because at the end of the day, everybody is in absolute shock that these things happen, but you best believe that these things are happening. These are things that we live through, my dear ladies and gentlemen. We are out here consoling our friends. Their boyfriends went to get married. Hello, caller.
Is that a really true story?
Yes, it's a very true story. No, it's a very true story. And I'll give you the conclusion at the end of the show, but it's a very true story. It really, really happened.
But how can she left me with the kids?
No, it's because it's her sister's wedding. You, like, if we are putting it in a different context where you are the one that is left with the kids while she's quickly going to the north to go and attend to her sister's wedding, then it's like that. But in this case, she was left at home with the children while the guy went to attend to her brother's wedding. You know, most guys have a lot of job to do there in at weddings and stuff like that. Especially if the wedding is in your house, you know? In this case, imagine your loved one. She's going quickly there to go and attend to her sister's wedding because their sister, they are very close and the mother only maybe has two kids. So she has to be there to support the sister to arrange the things and all of that. Maybe 2 weeks in advance, Moss.
And I don't think if there was a true love there from the beginning. I don't think if there's something there beginning from the beginning.
For nine years,
no.
And two children.
Maybe it's those type of maybe like you can call it a business marriage. You see, maybe. She got a fallen apart in her home and she won money. You see, those kind of things happen, but in a daily life, yeah, it happened to women. Because
women.
There was an event where I heard about it, but there's always a sign which you can see that there's something going wrong here. Whereby there was a man, it was in Windhoek where there was a man.
There are many. Yeah, they are leaving their girlfriends here to go and get married.
Things like that are happening, especially maybe when people are afraid to choose who's the right one that they want to have, you see. You may have, let me give an example, you have two women who you have a kid with them, both.
Mm-hmm.
But you are just going on because
this one is not stepping up.
Yeah, this one is not showing married material, or this one is not having incomes. So you are just willing to make a choice, righteous, that that will make each party's like not to feel like betrayal or so because things are happening, but. On the male side, I don't have it heard about it, but on the woman side is where I used to hear about issues there and there. But most of the time, I think it's just there when you choose, when a man fails to choose what is right for himself. And he become like, it's a kind of selfish also because instead of You have been buying of these two.
We are going for an advertisement break that day.
Okay, sorry.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity. Starting from only 599 Namibian dollars per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Hello, caller.
Good evening, Elizabeth.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just came to report myself to the class.
You came to report yourself. Name, please.
Lawrence,
you're on three attendance sheets.
Yeah.
I know you. Yes. A++. So what do you think, Lawrence? What happened?
I wasn't listening. I just called in.
To report yourself. Because I mean, I'm here at class 15 minutes before it ends. I'm here. I want my certificate. All right. So basically what happens is the lady, she was engaged to get married. And then the tate, Lawrence, but it's okay. But anyways, guys, in this case, the lady was engaged to get married. They are planning their wedding, everything. Tatem Simanekwa goes to a weekend to go and help his brother with his brother's wedding things. And then, bam, on WhatsApp is pictures of him. The tate is the one that's Kanti getting married. Eh? Leaving you here, but he's Kanti the one that's getting married there. Eh? And then he also used your money. To get married to this other woman. So she didn't even save up for her own wedding. All right. We are laughing because these issues, like, it seems like it's out of a telenovela, but it's the things that people are doing out there. Hello, caller.
My sweet pumpkin.
You are here. You are present.
Yes, sir. Thank you, darling. It's been a while. Obviously, we did not have network in Nondangwa. That's why I have been absent for all those 2 days.
My dear, is it Maria?
The one and only.
My dear.
How are you, sweetheart?
I am fine, my beloved. How are you?
I'm beautiful.
Fantastic. Did you hear the topic today?
Things are happening.
And it's a true story, ne?
But on what I heard is about that. It was actually somewhere in December there. They say if you are in the renting room, if your guy left you the renting room, just make sure that he went to the north. He went to the north. He is the one who's getting married.
It's him. They even made memes about it.
Yes.
Do you know how disappointing it is to find your boyfriend being the groom?
I'm telling you. We are actually very scared, my dear.
To go into relationships, ne?
I'm telling you. You feel like it's better for me to be single. What can I do?
Exactly.
Because things are happening and we just don't know what else to do.
And imagine how good you can play your game, ne? For somebody to not even see that you are doing anything at all. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
You are trying by all means. You are doing everything a woman can do for a man.
Mm-hmm.
But my dear, he would leave you for another woman.
Mm, that he knows for 3 months.
Ten years versus three months.
It changed
the person. And that's why I said, most of the marriages which are not functioning well nowadays, my dear, you cannot just leave the other woman in the kambashu, in the renting room, and you're going to marry another one. Those tears will do something in your marriage. That's why their marriage are not lasting.
Yes.
We better just look at things. Look at things. Make a good choice.
What is built on a lie is bound to fall.
Exactly. I'm telling you, we just have to repent on that.
My dear.
It's mostly guys.
Oh, it's the guys.
It's the guys.
They're leaving people to go and get married to their girlfriends. I'm going to a wedding in December. Can't I? I am the wedding in December.
I am the wedding. Thank you, darling. You are educating us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, my beloved. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you so much. Hope that tomorrow I'll have nothing to call in again.
You know, I'll tell them. I have already sent them a message there.
Please. Have yourself a lovely evening. Take care.
All right, my beloved. Sleep well.
Bye.
At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we can play stupid and we can play oblivious to things that are happening. But you as a friend, you know, Kuchave is Elizabeth in the picture. And you know that Elizabeth Okwayare acquired for a wedding. Yeah, but you're not saying anything because na enjoyment. As you want to go and tear up for my friend, na enjoyment. People are leaving people's children in rooms. They are renting. They've been renting together for the past 3 years. Kanti, he's planning his wedding. Even the suits, they are there. In you guys' closet, they are there because it's his brother's suits most. There's no reason why you can't keep your brother's things here at our house. Especially if he's in the what? Especially if he's in the north, you know? Then he even tries on a suit. Babe, how do I look? He's like, oh, you look nice. Like, oh, but that looks like it should be for the groom. Which I know. The thing is that for the best men, I'm the best man. For the best men, we have matching suits with the groom. Kanti! Hello, caller.
I'm present.
Present, Dina.
Yes.
I'm here, miss, I'm here.
Yes, miss, I'm here.
What do you think about today?
For me, maybe I'm thinking maybe it was a business marriage. The guy was maybe working for a certain company, and the boss was like, no, if you get married to my daughter, then this will be yours.
But Dina, don't you think that? Me personally, if my lover ever comes to me and tells me such things, me, I'll ask him how much. He's like, I know the lucrative part is this and this and this. I'm like, okay, how long before you can start acting funny? Not sleeping at home and those things. Coach, got 6 months. We will negotiate, man. We'll talk about it, man. Coach, okay. What we are going to do is, we are going to do this and this and this. What you are going to do is make this wedding null and void by marrying me first, kumenge strata. Then you just go so that it's going to be null and void anyways. We can talk. You cannot just go and get married. And
we
break my heart. And then now, you're also using my money. Yeah? From my car.
Using my money for your wedding.
For your wedding. No shame.
Wow.
But it's a true story, no? You sound... I like this. You guys, yes. I like this.
No, I came in 18 minutes late, but then I managed to grab the story. And then, wow. I'm done with Namibia.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, these things are things that are happening. Thank you so much for calling, Dina.
All right,
guys. I think everybody is in so much shock that these are things that are happening to our people, by our people, at the hands of our own. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, everything that is discussed here is not a lie. I am not into fiction. I'm not into fiction. I don't like fiction because fiction ends with happy endings. And happy endings only happen when you die. Because the story has to continue. You have to keep living to see how the story ends, right? So we are not doing fiction. Everything said here is truthful. Everything said here is information that I have acquired from a real life event. These are things that are happening to our people, to our men, to our women. People are being dishonest. People are being disloyal. People are being ultimately cruel to one another. Now, we have discussed that it could have either been a business marriage, but even in the event, if you are ever caught in a situation where you have to marry somebody because they've got so much money and is the only way, tozikohine, sit your girl down, my dear. Sit your girl down and tell her, kucha, yo, this and this is happening. This and if you don't trust her, do not run her mouth. Make her sign an memorandum of understanding. Kucha, you can never tell anybody this information that I'm telling you right now. But this is exactly what is going to happen. And this is what I need to do. And this is how I need to do it. So that we don't embarrass you for no reason. You understand? And I definitely want to do this and this and this and this and this. Everybody can be part of the deal, guys. I mean, if we love each other, we can be part of the deal. We can be criminals together. Eh? If you're ever in a situation like that, I advise that it's either you tell your partner about it, if it's a business now. If it's a business, make it businessy as humanly possible. If you are in the dilemma of loving two people at the same time, then opt for other options. Guys, polygamy is also an option. All you have to do is go and sit and speak to your headman. It cannot be in the city, but you can go and you can marry both of them at the same time. You understand? You can make it a polygamous relationship or situationship or whatever. Right? And the one that doesn't want these things can go. That means you didn't hurt anybody. You said, I want both, but you don't want, so I'll stay with one. You understand? That's option number two. Option number three. Sometimes these things are brought about by the very same people that praise us when these things are happening. Sometimes your parents, if his parents or your parents don't like this person, then the possibilities of you never marrying this girl, they are very high. Because your mother is just out there looking for a wife for you there in your village. Because he's not happy with that Elizabeth from Eagle FM. You understand? She's just not happy about it. She doesn't want. You must always check if your parents are a fan of the person you are in a relationship with. Because usually in these cases, this person that goes and gets married to this one, right, is usually a complete stranger. They have not even been in a real relationship. They don't know each other's ups and downs, but it's usually one of those arranged marriages situations, right? Because usually this same person that went to get married now, he usually comes back. When he comes back, he's like, I made a mistake. But what are you going to do with a married somebody? Nothing. There's nothing you can do. There's no conversation we can possibly have. You are a married man. There's nothing that can happen here. And also, if you have ever been in this situation and you have thought of anything possible, we're talking suicide, we're talking about all of these things, ma'am. Central Hospital, Monday to Wednesday, it is free for outpatients. Go and talk about it. Somebody is going to hear you. That is how we eventually managed to bring my friend back to life after the life was sucked out of her when this happened to her, you understand? This is how we as a team of friends decided that we are going to be there for our friend. We took care duties on the children. We were active participants of our friend's life while she went through hell. But eventually she managed to step on her feet. She has trust issues, yes. But now at least she's on her feet, and it has been 4 years, you understand. Central Hospital. Our government might be nonsense, but where they do try, they are trying for real. There are people out there that are really passionate and compassionate and empathetic towards people going through things. Go. If you are hearing voices, if you are feeling any type of any distortness within your mental health, go. Go to Central Hospital. Talk about it. They will never shun you or shame you or send you away. They will try their level best to help you. You understand? Lifeline Childline is also another outlet that can help you, counsel you. There are so many places. Go for counseling, because it is difficult to understand that.
Don't dabble with the married people.
Married people are off limits. Leave them there. Don't be the reason that some woman is there in her house, hasn't seen her husband for 10 days, but can't he's there in the bed with you. No, 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 no. If he ever wants a polygamous setting, then he must talk, and then he must put it on the table, and he must be working towards it. You understand? Working towards getting everything lifted up. But if you are just going to wake up and be a homewrecker, sis, how you get your man is how you lose him. Remember that. But today has been quite interesting. I am happy to know that I have pulled your heartstrings. I have left you guys in awe that Kanti, the world is happening, the world is moving, our country is moving. There are situations that nobody is talking about out there, and they're happening on a daily. We are here to address the elephant in the room. We are here to cut it down to ant size. We will not tiptoe around issues that are very important and pretend that they do not exist. That is not us. That is not our demeanor. That is not what we're doing. I told you, I am the disrespectful child that is sent to the forefront. I'm the one that's telling you the truth. It is what it is out here. I'm so happy that I pulled your heartstrings tonight. I'm so happy that you guys have something to talk about tomorrow. I'm so happy that even when you go to bed today, you're going to be like, "Ta, umakuita me bru. Ningo macheri umanona me bru." I am happy. Let's keep thinking, guys. Let's keep finding a way to somehow cure each other, heal each other, talk about the things that nobody wants to talk about. And if this has ever happened to you, indauka koshon sankero, it is what it is. From me, here in Windhoek City on the 23rd of the second month, 2022, it is a Wednesday evening. The time is 21:02. Elizabeth, aka the matriarch. I'm out.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to talk.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commanders say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights.